Hey, what's up, guys? This is the MBTI podcast, and since it's the first episode, I thought real quick I should explain what this is all about. Basically, we get together and we talk about stuff to do with news and the world and, you know, experiences in the light of theories to do with personality types, such as Carl Jung's functions, Enneagram, all that good stuff. We don't talk about horoscopes because that's, you know, dumb. But anyway, today's episode, we got an ENFP, an ESFP, and an ENTP talking about different topics, such as we discuss, I guess you're going to hear. Stay tuned. This is pretty interesting. Bye. Oh, by the way, it's all lighthearted and stuff, so, it's, you know, if you hear something outrageous, you're just fucking kidding, all right? Also, it's not supposed to all be fully, like, you know, logical. We're just fucking around a lot of the times. So take it easy, you know? Don't take much of the stuff we say seriously. Anyway, let's go on. Oh, sorry about the quality as well. We're working on that stuff. Alright. Alright. Bye.
Hurry up. It's a personality test podcast, everybody!
Oh yes.
INFPs, be advised. And yes, this may bring out your feels.
Oh, see, that's so good. So we got the big X right now, the Brewster, and me. Welcome.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Sadly.
Welcome.
All right. So
God, I'm surrounded by feelers. Sucky.
You don't like feelers?
What's your problem with feelers, man?
Yeah, dude. I think I'm a feeler, but.
I don't have a problem with feelers. I just have to spend a limited amount of time with them.
Yeah, you're scared of feelers, aren't you? We become like barbarians. Wait, because you don't want to make us mad because we become barbarians, you know?
I always thought I was like a very unfeeling feeler. Do you consider?
Yeah, me too. I'm an unfeeling feeler. Totally.
Like
makes
I'm a
sense.
Feeler, but like I can be a fucking dick.
Don't ask
fuck.
Me what it means. Yeah, I can be a dick too.
Yeah, but you can be a dick with the nicest voice though.
Like, being a feeler doesn't mean you're not a dick. That's true, yeah. Like, I know a lot of feelers who are dicks.
What about feelers do you, like, not like? Or do you, like, find...
Which type of feelers? Oh, I don't know. ISFPs can sometimes be annoying.
I know.
But they're all right. You know.
I mean, feelers are nice. But they have their... My personal limitations about how much time I think I could spend with a feeler. Like, I don't think I could marry one.
Yeah.
What's going on right now in the world?
Donald Trump is running for president.
He's... What type is he? Like ENTP? No, ENTJ.
ESTJ or ESTP. Some type. Some annoying type.
I like Donald Trump.
I don't like Donald Trump. Like some annoying type of guy. Like you can't really like it's hard. Like because he's just an annoying guy in general.
Why is he annoying, man? He's sick. What's your thoughts,
dumb.
Bruce?
He's dull.
He's fucking awesome.
He said, "I'm rich."
Exactly.
I'm rich. You know. That's just some people
fell off a balcony.
Oh yeah, that's right. In Berkeley.
I don't know. Is that really news? Like, I feel that would happen more than people expect it to happen. Like,
yeah, but so many people died, and this is America, Bruce. Come on.
I don't care.
The second someone dies, it's going to be news.
Some people fell off a balcony and died. This must happen not like that.
We're talking about American news. You have to understand. American news, like, everything is news.
See, the problem with Donald Trump trying to run for president is that he made himself fucking hated by everybody else. He's like a hated, lovable guy, but he's kind of hated as like a lot. So, and nobody gonna vote for him, except for the people that like him, which is like a very small section of humanity. So,
well, what about Jeb Bush? This son of a bitch.
Bush is
wait,
the best.
Wait a minute. Wait, okay, there was 13 people on the balcony that was like not meant to have 13 people on it. 6 people have died. From falling off this balcony, which collapsed because there was too many people out. And they're like, oh, it's so sad. They did a stupid thing when they were drunk, and now they're dead. No. They did a stupid thing. I know they've died. This is their fault. I am not sad.
Guys, Bruce is a T, by the way. So we do not share the same views on this subject. I mean, yeah, it's kind of stupid that they did that, but still doesn't mean it's sad that they're dead.
Okay, so if I accidentally shoot myself in the head, it's no like everyone else's fault and you should all be sad?
Yeah, well, no, we'll be sad for
you. No. No, I accidentally shoot myself in the head. You have complete permission to go, wow, he's dumb.
Yeah, well, yeah, they were dumb. That doesn't mean it's not sad, though. We're allowed to mourn your dumb death.
I don't know them.
I feel like let whoever the fuck wants to mourn about it, and whoever doesn't give a fuck, not give a fuck, man. Everybody does their own thing.
It's not news.
Wait, how about this? Wait, guys, listen to this.
20 seconds of ad block? So ad block?
Because I want to stimulate the economy.
Ah, you suck. You're one of those people.
Some people have said we had to close Guantanamo. My view is we had to double Guantanamo. We had to make sure that the terrorists...
Yeah!
Double it! I see your support for Guantanamo.
Yep.
No, keep going.
All right.
Wait, you got it here.
I raise you one whole other Guantanamo. Double it. This is a strategy to try to...
Is this girl trying to be Ellen, by the way? But let's
think
keep
so.
Going. Let's keep
I think
going.
So.
...out from the pack when you don't, right? You go big. 7 years after double Guantanamo, now it's Jeb Bush. A couple of weeks ago, Jeb Bush had an event in the state he used to govern, in Florida. He gave a speech to an anti-Castro Cuban-American pack.
Wait, all right, you can pause
it. I would argue...
You are anti-Castro Cuban-American pact.
Wait a minute, so they don't like Castro.
Aren't they boys now, America and Cuba?
Well, thanks to Obama, we're kind of loosening the restrictions. Thank God. That's one of the cool things Obama's done, man. I mean, this whole thing is ridiculous. This whole embargo that's occurred, you know, it's all just selfish American propaganda against Cuba, you know.
I don't know if the listeners want to hear about politics, though.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's good radio.
We can change.
I feel like we went completely off topic.
I know.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to MBTI.
Let's go back to fun MBTI, lighthearted shit. Because I just saw a drop in the views.
Oh, shit.
And more of a drop now.
Xavier,
so.
It's all your fault.
Fucking Xavier.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
You know, I didn't want to have to say this, but I think we're going to have to drop you.
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. Guys, I'm sorry, please.
Oh, don't man. Oh, God. Live on the podcast. Kicked out of the group, blocked on Facebook.
The hammer has fallen. Jose.
You have upset.
We may have taken the decision.
Ooh, that is a very, very, very crazy thing to happen. But the viewers, you know, we've lost another very precious viewer.
Oh, no.
What do you have to say for yourself, Xavier?
It's not my fault.
Yes, it is. You brought up the Guantanamo-based subject, on which I have
had
someone comment on my ENTJ post saying, Guantanamo? Question mark. Like, what are you talking about? Like, why
really?
Is this a subject? So, yeah, this is all your fault.
I have a comment on my ENFP subreddit that says, why is the big X even there?
You know? Really?
I have a comment on my ENTP one. ENFPs just leave this entire thing. They all suck.
Oh, God. Oh. I like ENFPs, except for a few.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, ENFPs are like kind of like bad ENTPs.
Oh, God.
No, we're cool.
Get a piece.
That was just news. We're talking about news. That was just recent news about this whole Guantanamo shit.
Yeah, but that's not fun news. You can't make fun of people in Guantanamo. This is a pretty heavy subject for a lighthearted person.
No, I'm not making fun of them. I feel bad for a lot of people in Guantanamo, actually.
Maybe they shouldn't have been terrorists.
They deserve to be there, but it is sad, bro. It's sad.
No, that doesn't make any sense. You just said it's sad, but they shouldn't have been terrorists.
So yeah, no, it's sad. It's sad that they ruined their lives, man. Over something.
No, it's not. They ruined their lives. That's not sad.
No,
what's
like
sad
it's
that
over.
That happens by accident, or like
wait,
you know.
What, let's turn this into MBTI. What MBTI are most terrorists? Whatever
the most stupid one is.
Yeah. All right. So ESFP then. Right. Right. Jose's type. No. All
I
right.
feel like. Terrorists would be, so they have to be followers, right? They gotta follow a leader. You gotta be the type of person that, like, if somebody walks up to them and says, yo, fuck the West, yo! And they go, yeah, of course. So it's probably, you know, one of those. You guys can figure out which type it is. Also, I imagine traditional views,
maybe,
probably.
Maybe, yeah, they would be like, they would have to be a type. I don't know, man. There would be tons of different types, but, you know, if we could try to generalize, let's stereotype like we said we would do in stereotypology.
Okay, well,
I'm just going to say ISFP.
Terrorists are all introverted feelers.
Yeah, like introverted feeling doms. Okay. All right, Jose. So
introverted feelers who had their feelings hurt by some Americans, and they've all gone boo-hickey and become terrorists.
Well, it depends on the terrorist, too, because there's a lot of people considered terrorists who aren't really that bad. Like, Che Guevara was considered a terrorist, but he was kind of an awesome guy.
So was, what's his face? The guy who went to prison for ages and was black and South African.
Nelson Mandela. Mandela, exactly. He was an amazing guy.
Yo, I love how, like, they make him seem like he was, like, super awesome. He was Gandhi-like, but he was a fucking terrorist. Like, he fucking, you know, murdered a bunch of people.
Nah, mate. He was considered a terrorist, but dude, he was a good
guy. Yeah, and he had all those car bombs and all that kind of cool stuff that killed people and the white people.
Well,
totally cool guy, though.
I'm not saying he did the wrong thing.
He was fighting back. He was fighting back.
I don't think it was bad.
Oppression.
I just think they should be truthful. Like, when they talk about him.
The oppression against white people, you know? This ENFJ guy fighting against oppression. You know? He was...
the patriarchy!
I don't think he was a bad guy. But I think people are just like, oh, he was a saint. He was, like, a peaceful guy. Hell nah, dude. Many, many bombings, many killings.
I mean, he was.
I think he deserved to go to prison, but
I don't think he deserved to go to prison.
I don't think he should have, because you know we need like he had good belief. He was a good terrorist, basically.
He was a good. Was there such a thing as a good terrorist?
Yeah,
hell yeah,
there is. Like because terrorism. There's so many different. You can dominions of. I mean, terrorists. I mean, Che Guevara is an amazing guy, considered a terrorist. You know. A lot of people are considered, even Gandhi could have been considered a terrorist, you know?
I don't know, because he didn't, like, do any harm to anybody, so.
No, but, like, you know what, Ho Chi Minh was considered a terrorist.
So, what's Jesus' MBTI?
What?
What's Jesus'
INFJ, I think.
No, I think he's extroverted.
ENFJ or INFJ? I think he's an I. Plus, INFJs are pretty extroverted for introverts.
ENFJ. Or
ENFJ.
ENTJ, depending on his feelings. I don't know. I don't think people can have morals and be a thinker. That's not impossible, but, like, he seemed too nice to be a thinking type. Like, he forgave people for stuff that. He should. I don't know. Jesus probably wasn't real. It's probably all bullshit. I don't care.
Maybe he didn't forgive them for real, but he made them think he forgave them to add to the image of like awesomeness that he was created.
Well, honestly,
so he could have
I think Jesus probably was a real guy, and he probably did a lot of cool stuff. But I think the Bible
was
super over-exaggerating all the stuff.
I think he was a real guy who, and you know, he had all those lost years. I mean, he could have possibly gone to Asia during those lost years, learned a lot of Buddhist teachings, and brought it back and. Taught
Buddhist
others. He did not walk on water. I don't think he walked.
Oh yes, he did. The earth was created 3,500 years ago. If you disagree with me, then God will smite you.
Have you not read the book? It's on the fucking
I'm
book.
Sorry, guys. I mean, and like, I don't know, man. Facebook is so.
I think it's just as likely. No, even like it's more likely
Santa
for
Claus
Jesus.
Santa Claus is real too, guys. Santa, prove me wrong. How? Why is Santa Claus not? What is Santa Claus's type?
I was making a point.
What is Santa Claus's type, guys?
What is Santa Claus?
The giver. ESFJ. No, ENFJ. One of those.
Is Santa Claus like a cool guy or is he a bitch?
Santa's a cool guy, man. Santa's pretty cool with his elves and things, you know?
Can we really type Santa Claus, though? I mean, do we really know enough to give him a type?
Yeah, man.
No. By what I mean by that is, like, no, we can't type Santa Claus because that's ridiculous.
Dude, we can't type Jesus then, bro. We know about this Santa Claus. We know. We know enough.
I mean, maybe we could type Santa Claus. It's too bad he's not real, though, because that's a pretty big brain.
How is he not real? How is he not real?
How is Santa Claus not real? I feel like this could be a tough day for you, Xavier, if you haven't been told already.
He's real, man. Come on. No, I'm messing around. I know he's not. He's like God. They're kind of like the same idea, right? All right, MBTI. Let's talk about it. ESFPs versus ENFPs. What's the major difference, Jose? What's the major difference to you?
I mediate this conversation, considering I'm the only one here who's not the ESFP.
All right, go ahead.
We're going to go first with Jose and then to Xavier, and then we'll go back and forth depending on the question. How does that sound? Good, great. Now, the ESFP here, Jose, do you feel that ESFPs are superior to ENFPs?
I think we're all the same, but basically, yeah, we are superior.
I think that we're all the same, but we're basically superior.
I mean, everybody has...
This is an ESFP. I present to you an ESFP. It doesn't even make sense. I think we're basically all the same, except I think we're superior.
Let me explain my point. I have a very good explanation for this. So everybody's worth the same, and everybody has different. Can somebody put down their shit? Because like I'm getting feedback from one of you guys, and I'm not liking it. All right, good. So I feel like ENFPs and ESFPs are very similar, and everybody's kind of like worth the same per se. But at the end of the day, ESFPs are like better at most things that matter more, if you know what I mean. So like ENFPs are fun, but ESFPs are funner. ENFPs are intelligent, but ESFPs are more grounded with their intelligence. So therefore, their intelligence is more useful to everything. ENFPs are cool, but ESFPs are fucking rad as fuck. So yeah, like everybody, like they're the same, and they can all be like better than each other. But ESFPs are better in general.
Okay.
Actually, maybe not.
A lot of vague statements there.
Maybe just me. Maybe it's just me that I'm.
Is it my turn, Bruce?
Now we will move on to the ENFP.
Can it please be my turn, please?
For your question. Why do you think ESFP is better than the ENFP?
Why do I think ESFP? Oh, I think, all right, here's the reason why
ESFP. No. Well, it's the same question. What do you think that your type is superior to the other?
All right, I'm not going to go out with this thing, like this contradicting myself thing. Yes, I think ENFPs are superior. Why?
We have a battle on our hands.
Why are ENFPs?
Oh, shit!
Why are ENFPs?
Turn down for what?
I think ENFPs have made more contributions to the world. All right. I think ENFPs have made
Turn down.
Oh man.
Play music.
You guys are so mean to the ENFP. This is why we hate you guys. You're so mean to us. You don't even let us talk.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Wait, I'm gonna wait 5 seconds. Okay.
Another viewer is lost. Thank you for the 5 seconds, man.
All right, ENFPs.
Start again.
All right. I think ENFPs are superior because, well, I mean, we're we've made more contributions, you know. I mean, I don't know. I can't really. I'm speaking for myself, but most of the best writers have been NFPs in general. I mean, I can't really name an ESFP who's done like made a good novel or something like that. I think we're more I think linguistically we are better worded. We don't say words like funner.
For creating your language, by the way.
We don't contradict ourselves. We make pretty interesting statements, but yeah, I'm not gonna lie. ESFPs will seem more grounded, sure, but because of our NEFI, we're considered more creative in the world. We're a little sure we don't implement our ideas right away like ESFPs, but that gives us time to make better ideas. So what else? Okay, well, generally we have higher intelligence than ESFPs. Generally, the studies kind of say that, point to ENFPs having higher IQs. Not as high as our ENTP counterpart. But IQ is debatable as well. So I'm not going to say, you know, that means a lot. But you know, it still means we have usually a higher intelligence quotient. ESFPs are those people in the room who generally don't talk about shit. They kind of talk about, oh, I rode my motorcycle today. That's kind of cool. You know what I did today? I came up with a complex idea, a beautiful abstract idea that maybe you could implement for me because you're my worker bee. Okay, ESFP. That's kind of how I think of it.
No. See, the ENTP here would come up with the idea on the motorbike. That's the thing.
It depends on the idea, okay? So here's the difference between an ENTP riding a motorcycle and an ENFP riding a motorcycle. An ENTP on the motorcycle is thinking, whoa, I could totally make this combustion shit even better. I could add like turbo machines to this thing.
Not a turbo machine.
I could make the wheels have spikes on them. Yeah. What an ENFP is thinking, oh, I can't wait until I get home and I can have some pasta and maybe I can make a smiley face out of the red sauce. And yeah. Actually, I'm going to make it a bolognese. You know, I'm going to add some meat to it and like make the eyeballs made out of meat and the smiley face made out of meat. And then a red circle. So it looks like a meat smiley face with a red outline. That's what an ENFP is thinking on a motorcycle. An ESFP, what they're thinking,
how do you know what
thinking
ENFP
on a motorcycle.
Have you ever been on a motorcycle? Have you ridden a motorcycle?
Yes, I've been on a motorcycle.
Have you?
Here's what I'm thinking. ESFPs. Yes, I have. It's like a long time ago though. But what I think ESFPs are thinking on a motorcycle is I'm on a motorcycle. So that's pretty much it.
that's it.
That's the difference. No, but really, for real, I think both ENFPs and ESFPs have amazing qualities that together can make an unstoppable combo.
So you had to round it off with a nice bit because you're an ENFP.
Yeah.
So the ENTP would just stop before you said that.
Yeah. All right, I'm not done my nice bit, Bruce. So
oh my god.
Shut the hell up. I'm not done my nice
bit. Oh shit.
Nice bit, you little ENTP bitch. Okay.
Fuck.
Okay. All right.
Damn.
All right. ENFPs are fun. ESF.
Oh, I'm going to apologize in a few minutes.
ENFPs. Yeah, I will. I'm sorry, Bruce. You're wrong. A few seconds, okay? ENFPs are funny. ESFPs are fun. ENFPs are witty. ESFPs are, well, you know, the other thing. ENFPs are a little more abstract, and ESFPs are more grounded. All right, that's all. We both have tertiary TE, so we're both the same. We both have the same logic, though.
Do we though?
Which is not that logical. So, go ahead, Bruce. What other questions do you can you hit Jose okay. and Zane me? Yeah,
we'll go for the next question, which is, do you feel that the other type in this argument? So for Jose, ENFP, and for Xavier, ESFP, would make good romantic partners. Xavier first.
Wait, what are you saying that like if I would be like gay with Xavier?
Wait, you said me first. Shut up, Jose.
Wait. Chill, man. I'm asking a question.
No, I'm kidding. Okay.
So Bruce.
Yes.
What was the question again? Are you saying like
would you date an ENFP, and if so, why?
Okay.
Or why not?
I will answer.
And the opposite for
I would totally date an ENFP. ENFP girls, I love the ENFP girls.
Are we why? Going Jose first then?
Of course, man.
No, wait, it's me. He said me first.
Okay. No. You just answered the other question, so chill, bro. Sit back.
Okay. This is my nightmare. Okay.
What's your nightmare?
ESFP talking over me. Stealing my question.
Dude, it's my spotlight.
Go ahead.
I am the center of attention. All right, I would totally 100%. I love the ENFP girls. I love ENFPs in general. I don't see them as equals. I kind of, but you know.
I don't see them as equals.
I see them as like a good loyal, like you know how you would have a dog, and it's like you love the dog, and you'd be 100% loyal to that dog.
This is you're decimating me, man.
Not this, like I love you, man. Like I'd fight for you. But like as a dog, like just like I would fight for a dog. I mean, they're like just fun, lovely little creatures.
I totally understand. We're your dog.
No, you're my dog. Bruce is just my. I don't know. We have to do an episode. Yeah.
All right.
So, they're nice, but they're a bit out of it sometimes. I mean, there's many different types of ENFPs, right? Some I fucking love and respect, and 100%. Some is just like nice, lovely, like fucking dogs. Not in a demeaning way, but it's like they're just like a bit out of it. They don't get it too much. That's probably just because they're not grounded. So, like dogs, right? They're like a little bit out of it, if you know what I mean. They're not dumb, but they just kind of don't quite get what's going on a bit.
So, we're daydreamers.
Daydreaming, like not understanding.
Thinking about creative ideas.
Not always creative either. Like sometimes they're. That's the problem. If an ENFP is born and grown up to be a cool guy, he will be very fucking cool, and everybody will love him.
Yeah, but if they're like if they're raised in like a bad environment, they're gonna end up like Charles Manson. They'll end up like Manson.
If they're raised up, or somehow for some reason their natural sense of being is not awesome and funny and cool, they're gonna just be fucking hated, like hardcore. Yeah.
Honestly, I find that ENFPs are on the spectrum of they're either extremely intelligent or extremely dumb.
No, yeah, we're not like ESFPs who are just extremely dumb. There we go. There's no either with ESFPs. That's why I love ESFPs. There's no either.
The shots have been fired. Jose, you just got wrecked.
See, that's what I was saying. ENFPs are more witty. We come up with things like. See, I was thinking about saying something for like 5 minutes while you were talking. What should I say to Rhett? I was pouncing on that wrecking opportunity. Mm. All right, wait, Jose, are you done?
I'm done.
What is your question again, Bruce? What is your question again, Bruce?
Would you date an ESFP? And if so, why?
ESFP females. I would not date them. I would just constantly have like one night stands with them. You know, just like banging, leave. You know, ESFP females. Yeah, they're cool. You know, they're cool. They're pretty.
They're normally extremely hot.
They're really hot, yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't date them. I'd just, like, have sex with them. Friends with benefits sort of thing. But they're hot, but they're kind of crazy, you know? But it depends on the ESFP female.
I totally imagine, though, you would do that, and then you would fall in love with them the next morning.
That's a very ENFP thing to happen. I feel like
I'm a total ENFP. I'm saying I would do this stuff, but I would end up in a relationship with them. Would that relationship last? Nah, I don't think so.
I feel like ESFPs would be a bit more free, easy. They would just kind of not want to be tied up to a dude. You'd end up trying to date him, and they'd be like, eh. Kind of fucking some other people right now.
But
like,
my dog was trying to dig a hole in his butt.
I would definitely rather be with an ENFP, but you know, ESFPs are cool. ESFP girls are known to be more eccentric sexually. They have a lot of fetishes, I think, or stuff, whatever they say. Like, most, I don't know, whatever, you know, they're stereotypes of ESFP girls, but you know. ESFP girls are cool. I've met a couple ESFP girls, and they were kind of.
What are your favorite ESFP girls?
What?
What are your favorites known in the community? ESFP girls.
My favorite ESFP, probably like Katy Perry. She's an ESFP. She seems like a cool ESFP girl, like a cool one. I don't know though. She kind of seems crazy too. Do you guys watch Death Note?
No,
I don't watch anime. They don't suck.
Damn.
No, don't put that Shots Fired music on, because that was shit. That was a shit shot. You missed, okay? Turn down for what? No, play.
Turn down for what? He schooled you, bro.
Dude, I'm turning.
I'm just saying, you know, people who listen to anime
listen.
I don't know how anime works. People who watch anime, like, I don't know, you just generally get the impression that they're just a sweaty neckbeard who just don't leave the house. Like, that's my initial reaction. But someone says, "Oh, I watch anime," I'm like, "Wow, you must have no life."
See, I only watch like 3 different animes, but I'm like totally into them.
That's still 3 too many.
No. Oh, okay. What do you watch, Bruce? Do you watch like old fat Scottish guys?
Oh God!
playing a bagpipe.
Oh, I literally hate the bagpipe. It's like the worst.
Oh, sure you do. Yeah.
Oh wow! It's Mr. Freedom America over here making fun of the bagpipes.
I do not like America, bro. I'm half another citizenship. Okay.
Where's the other half?
Ivory Coast.
Wow.
Yeah. Bro, but I wish I was Cuban. Dude, I think I heard you listening to this the other day. You know, this bagpipe sound. Oh, fuck. It ended up being an ad. What a fail.
What?
One thing I want to play.
Anyway, I would say that ESFPs are way funner than ENFPs to date, but ENFPs are way better at dating.
Yeah, yes. Probably.
Totally. Hey, Bruce, this is your grandfather playing the bagpipe.
Boo!
Yeah, you just suck.
Yeah.
Why do I suck? You just suck.
Anyway, next question.
Explosion.
Oh, we lost a viewer, Bruce. No, we lost. I'm kidding. We lost a viewer a long time ago. When Jose was talking, we lost a viewer.
Mm-hmm.
He just leaves every time I open my mouth. He comes back. Is he still talking?
every time. Oh, whoa. Nils commented. Studies. What studies? What's he talking about?
We should have Nils on to represent.
Please consider.
Stop. Wait, what is Nils talking about?
We're getting off topic.
All right. No, but it has something to do with somebody commented. Nils' son commented, studies. What studies? Yeah, what is he going on about? Huh.
Where did he comment?
He's commented, studies. What studies?
Where, though?
On the Ustream.
On the chat? I can't see it.
Oh, he's back. Somebody's back.
I can't see the chat. Are people chatting?
Well, let's continue with the...
Yeah, let's continue with the interview. All right.
How come I can't see the chat?
What's your next question, Bruce?
What do you think of ENTPs, either as male or female friends, or as love interests?
Who goes first?
Jose.
Hello. So what was the question again?
If you listened, you would know.
No, remember, ESFPs, they're sensors. They're like the worst type of sensors. They like dominate with the five senses, but they're even shit at that. Like, they're like, whoa. What did I hear? Like, when do you hear? Like, an ESFP is the only sensor would be like, what did you say again?
It's because, like, I'm taking. I mean, I don't want to be defensive, but I'm fucking pulling strings here, man. I'm posting shit here. I'm commenting shit here. I'm being talked to by different people. Man, this shit's hard. It's a fucking struggle here.
No, I'm messing with you. Yeah, we got another viewer. Cool. All right, go ahead.
Can you imagine if we get really nasty? What do you think of ENTP male or female friends or as love interests?
ENTP girl, I would love to like be a best friend, kind of like sexually a bit, but not really, with one. Just to, like, experience and see what's up. Because they seem to be nuts. Like, it's completely, like, insane.
Bonkers.
Yeah, bananas. So that was your question, right? Is the drugs are like putting me out of it right now? Continue, Mike.
All right. Bruce. Jose, somebody left because you were talking. Another person left while you were talking. Come on.
No, that was me.
Okay.
What do you think, Xavier?
All right. ENTP. Well, I know a lot of ENTPs. As friends, sure, yeah. I mean, ENTPs are, like, the coolest friends ever. Like, we have the best conversations, the funniest conversations.
I like ENTPs.
You know, we come up with the craziest ideas, you know? You guys make the bike, we design it. Stuff like that. But, you know, as a relationship, like, sexually, sure, it's cool, but you guys are freaking nuts. I'm sorry. you guys are klutz. What? Like, you guys are so klutzy. Like, you're clumsy. You don't know. You, like, I know, like, an ESFP girl, and her house is, like, a junkyard.
ENTP.
ENTP, sorry. ENTP girl, and her house is a junkyard. It looks like the elephant graveyard for...
See, my room's not that bad.
No.
My mom says it's disgusting, but I don't think it's that bad.
No, like, me too. Like, but, like, according, like, people would see it as, like, a junkyard. I don't mind it, you know. I would chill there. My room is terrible.
My room is shit.
My room is sheets everywhere. Books.
I mean, there's nothing on the floor. Like, I can walk out my room without stepping.
Yeah, me too. Like, I just, it's like my desk. You have to see my desk. It's insane. My desk looks like the desk of a homeless man.
Yeah, like, everything's on top of each other on my desk. Like, there's Skittles on top of my wallet, and there's, like, money, like, all over. Just, like, random assortions of, like, piles of coins.
Yeah.
And, like, a record player with some audio cables, some headphones, like, a metric shit ton of books, and a microphone with my laptop. All on top of all of this.
Yeah.
That's cute.
All right, what's your other question, Bruce?
If you had to limit yourself to only ever conversing with one other type for the rest of your life, which one would it be and why? Xavier, first to answer.
Damn, this is hard. This is mean, bro. It would either be in... if I had to converse with them, wouldn't that be like an E-type? That would be the best, right? But I don't know. I guess it would have to be an INT. I don't know. I really can't tell you if it's a J or P because I like both equally. But yeah, we could talk to them. They could, like, filter the information and then, you know, just say... We could talk all day and they would say, like, three words and, you know, you could tell them.
It's like you talk to them.
I'll talk to them, yeah. And then, like, I'll have to listen for, like, three sentences, which is my dream. But, no. Like, yeah, definitely an INTP or an INTJ. I mean, I think we get each other Yeah, and especially apparently we get INTJs more, we get each other more. But you know, like I really like INTPs too. I think it's that NE plus the TE versus TI. It's interesting. But if it was a nightmare, like a type that I had to spend the rest of my life with in a conversation, it would be an STJ.
Agreed.
They would like argue everything. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. It doesn't make sense. No, it does not fit my logic.
So, all right, my turn. Okay, so I would choose either ESFP because I love. I mean, I haven't met too many ESFPs except for my sister, which I love. My sister's fucking sick. ESFP or INFJ. That's it.
Or INF what, J?
INFJ, yeah. That's it, mate. Or ENFJ. Maybe ENFJ. No, we're too similar.
Yeah, NFJs are kind of cool, yeah, I'm not going to lie. Maybe even
NFJ. I have a few ENFJ friends, and like we can talk about difficult shit. Like we're facing difficult situations, like in a philosophical way. But we're too similar to chill. Like we can predict each other's behaviors pretty easily, so it's not too awesome.
No, Can I just add something?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
Just to stir the pot. ENFPs trash ESFPs in chess. That's all I'm gonna say.
That is just like,
sounds like a battle request.
Hypothetically, wouldn't you think that an ENFP would beat an ESFP in chess?
I think that's just like super, super, like stupid thing to say.
Yeah, I know. But no, but like,
so I win.
I'm sure, yeah, I win because I'm an ENFP.
By the way, I'm getting feedback from one of you guys, and I'm not liking it.
Yeah, what is it? It's like I know it's an echo.
Yeah, it's probably Bruce. Bruce, maybe lower your volume a bit, and maybe get a bit farther away from the mic.
Ah! What is this sound?
Now it's good. Now it's good. Anyway, I can be myself back.
All right, what's your next question, Bruce?
In a situation where you had to form a fighting group of four superheroes, what personality type would you want the four superheroes to be?
Who goes first?
I'll go first. I want Batman. I want Superman. I want Iron Man. I want Spider-Man. I want Batman. I want Superman. And I want Iron Man. And I want the Hulk.
Iron Man's an ENTP. Spider-Man's an INFP.
I don't want Spider-Man. He's a fake. I want Iron Man. I want Spider-Man. I want Batman. I want the Hulk. And I want Thor.
That's five.
I want Batman. I want Superman. I want the Hulk, and I want, what's that new one that everybody likes these days?
Hmm? Deadpool.
Yeah, that guy.
Deadpool, yeah.
I want that guy.
So wait, well now we have to say the personalities of them. So, Thor, probably an ESFP.
Not Thor.
Oh, who do you want?
I want Batman, I want Superman, I want the Hulk, and I want that new one.
Deadpool.
Okay. Hulk isn't...
And I want the Hulk.
Bruce Banner's an INTP. Hulk can't be typed because he's so fucking bollocks. Deadpool's an ENTP. Batman's an INTJ. And who is your other one? Spider-Man.
I want Batman. I want Spider-Man. I want the Hulk. Okay. I want, you know, Superman.
Deadpool.
I want Batman, Superman.
Okay. Superman is an ISFJ, I think.
I think we're done with this. I think it's your turn to speak.
Yeah, man. You confused the hell out of me because it wasn't about the superhero specifically. It was about the type.
Oh, the types?
Personality, yeah. Oh, see, that's why,
have them all be, you know, have them all be ENTJs. ENTJs with a common... ENTJs with a common purpose?
Dude, sounds like a freaking nightmare.
It wouldn't be fun, but we get the fucking job done.
They'd probably be arguing with each other.
No, if they all share a common purpose and there's one that's like really dominant, then like, and the rest.
We lost a viewer.
Yeah. I think it's a superhero question.
I think I would want just Deadpool, Iron Man,
Iron Man, sick.
Batman, and the Hulk.
All I need is the Joker. The Joker.
Now you're getting to the next question now.
Yes. Next question.
We're talking about superheroes. Okay. Superheroes. It would be Deadpool. Deadpool. For sure.
Am I still recording?
Maybe. Does it have to be like a Marvel superhero?
Any superhero as long.
Okay. Batman. It's pretty cool. Deadpool. I want Jesus. Batman. And probably the Hulk. He'd be a beast. Try to tame him though. And Iron Man.
On Buddha and Jesus and Krishna.
Jesus and Krishna. Yes. I like Vishnu. Vishnu's cool.
Vishnu's, it's all right.
All right, good. Supervillains.
Two supervillains.
All right. Confused.
I think these questions are fucking gay.
Joker and Toad.
Oh, you got to choose the Joker, right?
Yeah, Joker and
Joker's
Toad.
The only one I like. The rest are like, I don't know, Bane maybe.
Joker and Toad.
See, Batman always has the best villains.
Yeah,
it's true. I think
the reason he has such good villains is because Batman is so boring.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
What is Batman say? I think he's an INTJ.
Yeah.
He's just like
an ENTP.
Yeah, the Joker's. Somebody tried to tell me the Joker's an ENFP. What the hell? Get out of here, man.
It could be.
Like he's but he's no ENTP would. I mean, ENFP would have the balls to do that shit. I'm sorry. Like
they would, man.
ENFP could not be that bad to people for like.
So about the functions
for the reasons. And Joker is into anarchy. And ENFP, sure, we like anarchy, but we're not as much as ENTP, okay? Not as much as ENTP.
You did ENTP. That's how I stretch. We got more viewers.
Oh, we have four. We have four viewers now.
All right, I think.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Let's put the call-in button so they can call in. Do that.
Wow. You can, by the way, anybody that's listening wants to join the conversation, maybe say who you like better, ESFPs or ENFPs. We lost
two viewers.
What? It's all you guys, I think. Like, kind of.
No, you just you were just talking. What do you think about opposites attract? Diego Maserio. Are we talking about duality? Because if it's that, then no. I think maybe three different letters is good enough. Like for example, ENFPs and INTJs seem to attract. ESFPs and ISTJs seem to attract, or ESFPs and ISFJs and they seem to attract. But the whole duality
and INFJs.
Yes, and I think the whole duality theory, it doesn't work as much. I think it's the NI versus NE or SE versus SI. That's good. I think that's perfect. Duality seems to just it doesn't make sense. Like, sure, I understand the fact that people say opposites attract. You know, they have the same functions in different orders, but I couldn't handle my inferior function for more than a couple of days or even a couple of hours without getting in a fight. Like, come on. Like, I saw somebody post about it in the ENTP group, and it was, do you guys think ISFJs are our best match? Whoa. ENTPs were like, no, ISFJs are the type of people who wouldn't protect Jews during the Holocaust.
Oh, which is, God.
Just an example of like how much
answer. They're the kind of people that wouldn't protect Jews in the Holocaust.
So this is what I'm saying. See, duals don't like each other. Like for me, I'm fine. Whatever. I've never had a good experience with an ISTJ. But,
well,
you know,
here's
I'm
this.
Sure,
my
I'm
mom
sure.
and dad have been married for like 17 years, and they're INTJ and ESFP.
Whoa. My mom and dad are INTJ and ENFP.
So for the people who want to call in, you can do it by Skype. It's mbti.podcast. You can call in if you want. If you have anything to say about the ESFPs and ENFPs. Continue.
And why ENTPs are better than both. Anyway,
I think I like ENTPs. Yeah, they I feel like they're wasted potential though. ENTPs are like wasted potential because they have all the tools. They really are awesome people. Like they're very smart, they're very witty, they're very quick. But they're just kind of waste. Like they're kind of lost. It's probably because they're N and P. They're kind of lost, vaguely roaming the world, just kind of not getting it quite all right. You know, they're just kind of
yeah.
Like,
I'm really good at planning what I want to do, but not actually really doing it.
Exactly. They don't do stuff. They. I don't know. I feel like they don't fucking.
I can
get
do it.
It
when I want to, really, really bad. Like, see, if I, my theory is if I don't do something, then it's probably for the reason of my gut is telling me not to do it. But if I
see,
do something,
that's how you rationalize being a lazy fuck.
It's definitely a very good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But
interesting.
I have got stuff
see,
to do.
See, this,
summer,
this is a thing, though.
Fun,
a lot of the times, your gut makes you want to do shit that you're not supposed to do, such as being a lazy fuck and not working out and eating bullshit foods. So I always go against my gut, especially when it comes to health and stuff, or like work ethics towards stuff. I'm a lazy motherfucker, but I always try to push myself, right?
Yeah, I mean, only those who risk going too far find out how far they can go is like my thing. So I always try and push the boundary of literally everything I do.
Nice.
Sometimes that gets you into trouble. But sometimes getting into trouble is worth getting into trouble for.
Yeah, like prison and stuff.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to do the right thing, even if it puts you in prison for 10 years.
Such as being Nelson Mandela.
Yep. Now, Xavier, who's the ENFP now? I'm willing to put my life on the line for the bettering of our world. And you're like, oh, I don't have it. I don't think I could do it.
Where's the big X?
Is Xavier dead?
I think Xavier's very sad because I won the arguments and I won the debates and he left.
That's what I'm going to think as well. I think he felt the superiority of the ENTP-ESFP combination.
Yeah.
And got beat down hard.
Yeah. He felt bullied. Like we were ganging up against him. I like the big X. He can pull out the guns. The problem with me is I can't be too mean. Like I can, like if I'm gonna be mean, I'm gonna be way too mean. Like way too mean, bro. Like I'm gonna destroy friendships and it's just gonna be full on bullying. And it's gonna be super fun for the listeners, but it's gonna ruin friendships. Like it's the type of mean that ruins friendships.
But it's fun mean.
Yeah, it's fun mean. Like for if you're not the one who I'm being mean to.
Oh, the guy who he said was an ISFP was a total E.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Diego.
Hello, Diego.
Hey, Diego. What's up?
What up?
What up, mate? Did you invite him to the group chat, or did you come because you were listening?
Well, I was the one who asked about duality before.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't see that because my chat's fucked up. But yeah, how about you ask the question now and we try to answer it? Or did we already answer it?
We answered it earlier, but maybe you didn't hear.
Did you hear the answer?
Well, the show went off air.
Yeah, so, yeah, it went off air.
Okay. I already asked you about opposites. What about opposites in cognitive functions? Instead of, let's say, S-E and I, N-E, S-I.
N-E-S-I.
And F-E-T-I and the rest.
All right. That's
because for example, the ENFP and the INTJ well, don't share all the function, but I still said to be a good match.
Yeah. The ENFP INTJ couple. I think it's out of all the types.
I guess
ENFP INTJs are considered the best. I don't know if they are the best. I personally, I've had great experiences with INTJs, and yeah, I think we could be a mature ENFP and mature INTJ can make are like the best couple, generally speaking. But I like INTPs. I don't know about ISTJs. ISTJs, I don't see myself in a relationship with an ISTJ. Maybe a friendship. I can't. I have trouble working with ISTJs. I don't know if I can be with my inferior. But like I gave an example, ENTPs and ISFJs, for example. Somebody asked about that once in the ENTP group, whether ISFJs is a good match. And the ENTPs responded, an ISFJ, to me, is the type of guy who wouldn't help Jews in the Holocaust. So what he was trying to say was, I don't like ISFJs. I think, you know, communication, maybe if you grow, it will, yeah, you'll understand each other. But I mean, I think it's just so hard to balance the relationship. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know. But for ENFP, ISTJ.
Hello.
All right, Bruce can go. Go on and answer.
What am I talking about?
Duality. Whether ISFJ is your best type to be with.
No, I don't think so.
Sorry, guys. I didn't hear the start of the podcast. So could you state your types, please?
Oh. I'm an ENFP.
You know what would be funner? If you guessed our types before we said it, based on our performance.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to be right. It's just got to be like a wild guess.
Who was the one saying feelers are scary?
Bruce
is probably maybe an INTP.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I mean, close.
Interesting. Close.
Yeah.
That was a good guess.
Good guess. ENTP.
Is a ENTP actually?
Jose, I really don't have a fucking clue.
I'm an ENTJ.
Jose, you're untypeable.
Yeah, you know what? I thought for the longest time I was in ENFP, but turns out I'm ESFP.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. That's the Skype. So Bruce is ENTP.
Bruce?
I am ESFP.
Yeah.
How about the Big X? What do you think his type is?
What do you think I am?
ENFP.
Yeah.
There you go, mate.
Yeah. There we go. You got him.
Okay. What type are you, Diego?
I am an INFJ.
INFJ, yay!
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't think ISFJs work with ENTPs very well.
Well, let Diego talk, man.
Yeah, let's.
Well, I was still talking about duality. You can go on.
All right, Bruce, go ahead. Your take on duality and who is the best match?
No, because I had a relationship with an ESTP, and it was quite good, except that he didn't really like my introversion.
I feel that. I like introverts.
I mean,
because then you can talk to them, and they kind of like sometimes they like to listen. So
yeah, I like introverts. I think in general, E and I are meant to be together, but. Yeah.
And especially as an ESFP, I feel like I like to perform. I like to share thoughts. I like to give, like info and shit. So, like, somebody who just kind of wants to chill and not talk and just kind of listen, that's like awesome for me.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, ENTPs and ISFJs I don't think would work, but certain types I think can definitely work together. ESFP and INTJ is definitely one which I think can work together. Certain dualities maybe are better than others, I would say.
Yeah, like for me, I don't think I could work with an ISTJ. Yeah, I can see an INTJ being patient enough to be within ESFP. I could see it working. Is it the best? I don't know, but I mean, I generally think the best match for ENFPs are INFJs are or INTJs, and INTPs are also a good match. I think INs and ENs really have a good combination with each other. They can help each other out. Really, when they put whatever they put their mind to can be done. I mean, especially with an ENFP-INTJ relationship, I think ENFPs and INTJs, their ideas, the ENFPs can come up with these amazing ideas, and the INTJs, because they have that SE, they can also build on that idea and implement it. And I think that makes the relationship very interesting. As an ENTP, I think I need an intuitive, because I need someone I can get really deep into certain subjects with. Really, because, you know, sensors, I could be with a sensor too, but I don't know if it would work. But, you know, who knows? Maybe one day I'll end up with a sensor. But
yeah, sensors suck.
Nah.
Yo, Diego, do you like hugs, man?
I don't. Do I like
hugs? Yeah. Are you like a cuddling type of person, like physical contact? Or are you more like, not so much, like, leave me alone kind of person. Like, get away.
Well, I don't mind hugs.
But it's not, like, a big deal to you, right?
No, it's not a big deal.
I feel like that's an introvert, like, an extrovert, an introvert thing. Like, I feel like extroverts just want to fucking cuddle and hug everybody. And introverts just kind of don't mind it or don't like it or, like, you know, it's got to be a very special person.
Especially EFPs, we're overboard on the hug thing, I think. We go overboard.
Man, I hug like...
Yeah, I hug. I constantly hug.
I hug myself.
I think there is much shame on hugging more in general. But hugging is such an important important tool for getting in touch with each other, even for friends.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Exactly. Yeah. Every time you touch somebody, like you and that person release oxytocin, I think it is, neurotransmitter, like it builds a connection and stuff. So it's key. Yeah. Like I used to do a lot of social experiments before, and because I'm a very touchy-feely guy, right? I said, how about I just don't touch people? And I realized, like, the more you touch people, the more people, like, bond with you and remember you and kind of, like, want to be with you, like, talk to you and shit. So yeah, touching is key.
I don't personally hug that much, but I allow anyone to hug me.
Oh, that's cool. Nice.
That's cool.
Yo, where are you from, Diego?
I'm in Italy.
Nice, nice. Are you there right now?
Cool, man.
Yes.
What time is it in Italy right now?
It's 19:13.
So 7:13.
Nice. Yep. Right now it's 1:13 Universal. We call Universal time Eastern time. It's kind of an insane.
Sorry,
trip.
Eastern time. It's 1:13 in the East Coast of America.
Okay.
It's kind of a thing.
That's where we are. And Bruce is in Scotland.
Isn't it nice that we can, like, you know, talk to, like, somebody from Italy and then somebody from Scotland and, like, somebody from America and somebody from Canada. We don't even fucking know each other. Like, we probably talked, like, 4 times or 5 times in our lives. That's cool. That is very cool.
It is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Technology and all that.
Hooray!
Yeah.
So, Diego, what's your thoughts on the podcast so far? I mean, you can be as brutal as you want.
I followed just about 20 minutes of the podcast, so it's not it's not like I followed everything.
Yeah, it's all right, but the last 20 minutes, were they decent, okay. Or were they... Ugh.
Fun.
It's all right. Yeah. Anything we could improve on or not?
That's a good feedback.
So, do you guys want to hear some feedback from this guy on the Reddit page?
Yeah.
He says, so after 5 minutes of giggling, F-bombs thrown, thanks for the NSFW warning, in parentheses, they go on to say whose personality is superior in definitive statements of how each personality is and rank according to persons talking. Who comes up with this data? Who did they talk to? What type do you guys think this reviewer is, by the way? He just bashes the podcast a little bit more and says, not to mention the podcast seemed like a bunch of people talking over each other, which was hard to follow. But seriously, some of us are at work, so maybe throw up an NSFW. I said, yeah, sorry, mate, for the NSFW stuff. Yeah, he's probably ISFJ, no?
No, some sort of, yeah, some sort of SJ.
What was that, ENFP?
This was in INFJ. This is probably like...
probably in SJ.
Yeah.
It could be any type.
Yeah,
no,
really.
Like the criticism, bro. I don't know.
How'd you find out about... Go ahead.
No, because everybody wants to know more and more about INFJ because they think, oh, it's so special, it's so special.
They are kind of special, no?
Yeah, it's not. So it could be anyone, really.
Interesting.
He posts a huge amount in INFJ. So I'm going to assume INFJ.
Yeah.
So far, every comment he's ever posted is INFJ.
Lol. What's the strangest subreddit you visited?
I love my mom. Subreddit? Wait, I just thought of that.
Through every single thing he's ever commented and downvoted.
Oh, no, come on. Come on.
Yeah, I'm just doing that too.
He's just sharing his... No, come on, guys. He's just sharing his opinions.
Yeah, but this guy's like, he thinks everything.
Well, his opinion is wrong.
I know.
It is wrong, but like, it's
his
fine.
His opinion is dumb.
It is dumb, but...
You know what you can do with that opinion?
Yeah.
Dude, like, really, he thinks we're being serious. He's like, who comes up with this shit? ESFP is not as intelligent. I said personality, you know, blah.
There you go, screw this guy.
As Diego says,
he seems like a butthurt guy. We're just having fun.
Yep. Like,
whatever. Some people don't understand that, so.
Who's the best? I feel like I'm very, very good at getting negative feedback. I just, like, read it. I analyze it. I'm like, you know what? Is it?
Yeah, me too.
Is just a butthurt guy, or do I really need to fix some shit? And then I just go, all right, cool, man. You don't like it. It's definitely fair. It doesn't affect me at all.
He's an INFJ. He's an INFJ.
Okay.
And sorry for that cough. And that's it, boys. 1 hour and 11 minutes of pure gold. I hope you liked it. We have many more episodes to come, and we broadcast live through Ustream. The name of the Ustream thingy, it's MBTI. No, it's... Not even that. It's the Personality Types Podcast on Ustream. Check it out. Also, the MBTI Podcast group on Facebook. We're not affiliated with the MBTI brand, BT Dubs, and we have nothing to do with them. So don't even think about that. What else? Yeah, so that's where we are. That's where we post the hangouts whenever we're hanging out or whenever we're doing an episode. So if you want to participate, you can, you know, join those groups and join the calls. And watch, well, I guess since it's audio, you can listen live. And yeah, peeps, that's it. That's what we're all about right now. Hope you're into it. Hope you like it. Hope you love it. I hope you like the episode. The quality will increase, so don't worry about that. It'll get much, much better once they get the proper equipment. But that costs some money, man. So I'll be working hard, saving up. And when it's time, right? All right. So thanks for listening, guys, once again. If you want to be cool as fuck, like really, really cool and help us out a lot, give us a nice review on iTunes. That's all I care about. Takes 2 seconds. Be cool. All right. All right. Peace out. You know what? Let's make an experiment out of this. When you write your review on iTunes, write your MBTI type, and I want to see who are the most generous of the MBTI people. All right. Let's see who wins. I think the ENFP are gonna win, but I don't know. Maybe the INFJ will win. I don't know. Who the fuck knows? Alright, we'll see. Peace out, guys. Have a lovely day. Hope you like the episode. Bye.